of the Lamb.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Most High King. I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. You are somebody. You are somebody. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You are sons of the Most High King. We are somebody. We are somebody. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are sons of the Most High King. I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. We are somebody. You are somebody. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You are sons of the Most High King. Hallelujah. I am somebody. You are somebody. God has made us glad. This is a bright new day again. God has made us to know that we are somebody. We are no grasshoppers. We are no frogs. We are no toads. We are no lizards. We are no dogs. We are no goats. We are sons and daughters of the Most High King. He has made us glad. We thank God for the victory over Osama bin Laden and his group. God is beginning to let people know that Jesus Christ is Lord over every situation. God has given us authority over the devil and his demons, and we are trampling down principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We are beginning to know the authority and power invested in us as sons and daughters of the Most High God. The devil is not going to terrorize us. Demons are not with us. Witches and wizards are not going to terrorize us. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and mind. God has not given us. The devil wants to put fear on people. Terrorism all over the place. But thank God, God has grace. They can't do us nothing. God is more powerful than the devil. 66 times, the word of God says, 366 times, they were not. Which means every day God tells you, fear is the opposite of faith. Spirit of fear. what is prisoner discerned mind. Whatever God is terrorizing them already, hallelujah, terrorize us. God is terrorizing them and they have no place. They are running away. They are defeated. They are frustrated. They want to hide in caves. They want to know who we are. We are sons and daughters of the King of God of Lords. Hallelujah. God has made us to be as bold as a lion. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1 is bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when wicked are fleeing to the caves, to the mountains, and Somalia and Pakistan and all those places. We are bold as a lion. We walk from the Most High God. We are not, but our God is terrorizing the terrorists. They are being killed one by one. God, the Bible says there is no rest for the wicked. As bold as a lion, but the wicked feel them. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked have no place. They can't walk the streets. They are hiding in underground. They have no place at all. God has given anointed. Because we are the Lord's anointed, no prosper. And every tongue that arises against us in men. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus says, ye are the light of, we are the light of the world. You can hide it under a bushel, you put it on the hill, you put it on the table, you put a lamp for people to see the light of the world. We are not darkness. All these groups, they are the darkness. But we are the light of the world. This, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, little light of mine. I'm gonna let this little light of mine. I'm this little light of mine. Let it shine. The little light, Jesus has light of the world. So we're going to shine. The devil is darkness. The devil and his group. But we are the sons of light. Our sons of God. Was ambassador God right here on earth. There are no lizards. Some people call themselves grasshoppers. Verse 33. Some people call themselves sure they died as grasshoppers in the wilderness. That's not a grasshopper. I'm a son of the King of Kings is my Lord and Savior. He is the King of Kings. I am a king also. 1 verse 6. He said, Christ has made us kings. And then he repeated it again. Revelation chapter 5. Has made us kings and priests of the. We are the blood lineage of Jesus. We are a peculiar nation.
peculiar people, a priesthood is royal. I like that. The priesthood is royal, kingly, and priestly. Oh, yes, in 2 Samuel chapter 9, David was to come to the palace. You see, I told you, God, he likes to promote you. Come out of Lodibah. Come out of the prison. Come out of those of God is promoting his own. He lifts and makes them to sit with the prince and the princesses. And 8, God lifts the poor, makes them to sit with the prince and the princesses. Psalm 1:8. King David was now on the throne as the son of Jonathan. Come, please. And Mephibosheth was calling him. And that is what a lot of people have said, all kind of stuff. You know, you refer, you call yourself a dead dog. You call yourself, that's not who you are. Alice. And enjoy the kingdom of, and you are calling yourself a dead dog. Made us to be dead dogs. God has made us king. We are the Lord's anointed. We are the apples of God's eye, where God degrades his people. God's people. God does not bring his people down. Promotion. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 and 14. The word move are not been there. We shall be the head and lifted us to be above and not beneath. God the head and not the tail. I was mentioning to you yes, chapter 2. God told Adam and Eve, have dominion and over everything therein. That's what God gave to us. Dominate the whole earth. We should rule as kings and priests of the Most High God. Baptism, we shall also reign with him forever. And so God is taking us from grass to grass and frustration. God is lifting us and bringing us into his marvelous light. That's what he said. He has brought us, he has delivered us and brought us into his marvelous light. Himself is dark. And other people call themselves grass. May God deliver you. May God deliver you. May God deliver you. In the name of Jesus. As I read through the story, was implicated and thrown into prison. He was faithful to God, loving God, worshiping God. He lived a holy life. He never compromised. Mighty promoted him from prison to praise, from prison. That be your portion today. In the name of Jesus. Daniel, the faithful, stole his heart. He was faithful, worshiping God. And God lifted him from slave, from a slave boy in Babylon, in a foreign land. That same Jesus yesterday, today, and forevermore, is our head. And then I read about David with a harp far away in the desert, praising God with the harp, always worshiping, always psalms. You find that David wrote more of the psalms, prayers and praise and worship. They were the adoration read from Psalm 92 and you go 100 and then go to Psalm 100 and seek praise and worship. There is something about praise. Praise moves God. Prayer moves mountains. David began to worship God as a shepherd boy. God sent Prophet Samuel to anoint Israel in 1 Samuel chapter 16 to be the next king of Israel. Today, in the name of Jesus, may God bring into the kingdom. May God bring you from prison to praise, from the desert to the palace, doing his blessing the unusual. A power not by might, but by the Spirit. God has deemed us as our personal Lord and Savior. We got born again. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are, and so the promises God made to Abraham have Abrahamic blessings. We have Abrahamic, and so God to perform it. Lord, belong. On the mount where the eagles fly, lift me up where we belong. Mounted to where the eagles fly, Lord, lift me up where we belong. On the mountain top, eagles fly. Lord, we belong on the mount where the eagles fly. Lift me up where we belong on the mountain top where the eagles. Lord, lift me up when. On the mountain where the eagles fly, Lord, lift me on the mountain top where the eagles fly. King of the birds, the eagle of the birds, and the Bible uses Christian. The Word of God uses the I, who the Christian are. The eagles fly high on top of the hills. They don't eat carcasses. They don't fly low like the birds. The eagle is the king of the birds. The Bible uses the eagle to describe us, the Christian. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles and never be weary. You read from verse 28, say, they that they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall be weary. You see, the Word of God is Bible's Christian. The eagle is the king. If God wants us to fly to new heights in glory, new anointing, new heights, Lord, lift us up. Lord, lift me up and let me sit on heaven's table and where I have found, Lord, ground to heaven's table land, heavenly places, as Satan is beneath our feet, beneath our shoes. beneath our shoes. It's better the devil is beneath his shoes. And so we are seated with Christ in heavenly place, position. God has anointed us for new. He said we shall be above and not the tail. Themselves dogs and goats, they call themselves lizards. We are like dead god, like grasshopper. That's not. I'm a child of the King of Kings. Father is the King of Kings. I'm a. Oh yes, let's check the DNA of what are we made up of. We are made up of Him, because that He that's the world. The world makes us great. The one that is inside us. So the greatness is not that it is His own. We thank God for His word today. Good. And I want you to send this in all your brothers and sisters. Send it to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth has redeemed them. And the lies because of Jesus. What we are in Christ because of Jesus is what. No one is going to be who I am. The Word of God tells me who I am. The Word of God says I'm healed. The Word of God says I'm prosper. My soul prospered. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. I am what the Word of God says I am. Let nobody tell you who you are. Let nobody, the Word of God describes us as more than conquerors. You come us. The Word of God describes us as winners. We are citizens of Christ. You don't have to be as already defined me. God did not call me a grasshopper. God did not call me a dead dog. No. God called me a soldier of Jesus. God said, oh, and that's what I am. Nation. I'm a brand new. Oh, things are passed away again. More than. That's what I am. New creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Passed away. I'm born more than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation, brand new man. Oh, I'm born again, more than a conqueror. I am. I'm a new, I'm a brand new man. We must appropriate what God says. You must see yourself the way God sees you. Joel Osteen. Pastor, I love him. He's said, discover there is a champion in you. Discover it in you. Have you discovered the champion? Greater is he that is in you than the devil that slayed Goliath. It was not David. It was the greater, the God of David. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord, is the captain of the lost hosts. That was the God of the conquered Goliath. And I tell you, God is conquering them one by one. Others are being conquered. Know who we are in Christ. Ignorance is a disease. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Ye shall know, shall set me free. The truth sets you free, that know their God shall do exploits. Apostle Paul said that I may know resurrection. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. The Apostle Paul says that I may know him of his resurrection. Do you know him and the power? You have to know him. His subject studied. Chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him. I want to know who he is. The authority he gave to me as a believer. I want to receive his authority to live victorious here on earth as a son of the Most High God, a daughter of the Most High God. Discover who you are. Thank you all for listening. I want you to forward this message, forward this link, for some relations and people all over the world, who they are in Christ Jesus. Let them know that. And for those of you who have never received Christ as your birthday, for you to receive the Lord Jesus as my Savior so that you can have eternal life. If you shall gain the whole world and lose your soul, from the hour of deliverance, the hour of miracle, the hour of it, when you receive Jesus into your heart, you will become what he wants you to be. And all the authority invested in you as a believer. Jesus, you can't have this authority we're talking about if you are not renewed, you are not washed in the blood of the Lamb. Authority. So the first step is faith in our Savior, be born again, be filled with the Holy Spirit, be a child of God, worship God in spirit and in truth. Father and Savior, that's the key for you to have talking about. Wherever you are, right, that the Holy Spirit will do a work in your life, that Jesus, that you will realize that God has done, you are not a fly, you are not a toad, you are not an ant, a dog, a goat. You are what God. Receive this knowledge of God right now, that you might set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to feel free to email us, juno.com, ourmiraclesradio.com, www.ourmiraclestv.net. Feel free to call us from the phone, area code 240-552-5899. Area code 2-5899. Welcome you to attend our services, worship with us. 850 Sligo Aviva Spring, Maryland 20910. Receive more teachings, more word, more prayer, more anointing. Men and women of God will be sharing and ministering at 7 p.m. Sunday is 3 p.m. Tuesday is 7 p.m. Come. You'll never be the same again because the power of God. God bless you all. Jesus loves you.